Mark 11:23 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now that's made to you. That's made to me. That's made to all of us under this covenant that God made us. I mean, now, we talk about grumbling and complaining, young lady over here. What do you think about that verse? Is that an awesome promise? Now, that don't give us no reason to grumble and complain right there, does it? Now, is that an awesome promise God give you? What do you think about that, brother?
Could you repeat it?
But see, a lot of people know this. It's got it in their head. But it's not made the little short trip to your spirit, to your heart, man. So you really, I mean, you don't be like the woman that somebody taught her, Mark 11:23, and she said, "Praise God, I've got a mountain out behind my house that's right in the way of the scenery, and I want that mountain to be gone." So she goes home and looks out there and says, "Lord, according to Mark 11:23, you say I can move a mountain. Mountain, I command you to move in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for moving that mountain." She gets up, comes up the next morning, opens the window, and looks out, and she said, "Just what I thought. That thing's still there." See, she didn't have any faith, did she? Or she could be like the woman that said, "I believe it's gone." And every day she looked at it, she said, "Lord, I want to thank you. The mountain's gone." But it was there every day. She continued to say every day, "Thank you, Lord. The mountain's gone. Thank you, Lord. The mountain's gone." And then her and her husband went on vacation to Europe for 2 weeks. And when they came back, she was praising God all the time they were gone that the mountain was gone. And when she got back, she walked up and looked, and the mountain was gone. They had built a new freeway across there. And the dirt moving equipment had moved the mountain. It was gone. There was a highway over there. But the mountain was gone. Now then, wonder why God decided to let them build a road right there. Who knows what happened? But because of faith in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. Now then, see what we do if something happens to us or some kind of sickness or whatever comes upon us. What is the first thing you say when you get up in the morning and you don't feel well? "Oh, I guess I got the flu. I got a headache. I'm sick." That's the wrong confession. Somebody said, "Well, confession couldn't be important." Proverbs, huh? Oh, that's one of them. Yeah, but there's one in Luke too, but that's one of them. There you go. Thank you, honey. But the other one, there's the one in Luke 6:40. That's where it is. Luke 6:40, praise God. "The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master." Now, Brother Jim, that's where me and you want to get, right? Everyone that's perfect. And that's the goal. We want to be perfect just like Jesus. He says, the disciple, we're the disciples. We cannot be above Jesus, our master. But every one of us that is perfect will be as Jesus is. Ooh, boy, if I could get to that. And I'm going to get there. That's our goal, isn't it? That's our confession. We're going to get there in the name of Jesus. So somebody says, your confession's not that important. Well, I want to take you to Proverbs 18:21. Proverbs 18:21, and I want to show you how important your confession is when it comes to healing. What does he say? "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of your tongue." Now, you pay attention to what you say. "I feel bad." Oh, and you see people, especially that are getting past 50, them old dudes, you know, them old guys. You know, whenever I was 15, 50 was ancient. When you get to be 88, 50 seems like a mere child, doesn't it, Jim?
I'm having the time of my life.
You're having the time of your life right now, and he's 88. Do you know we had a man sitting right there in that chair right there last healing school, and I asked him how old he was, and he said, "I'm 90. He said, "Today is my birthday." He said, "I'm 90 years old." And I said, "Boy, you look like you're 70 or less." I said, "What do you contribute your long life to?" He said, "Serving Jesus, making Jesus Lord of my life, serving Him all of my life, walking with God. I said, how much sickness and disease have you had? He said, I was raised in a great Christian home, taught me the principles of the Word of God from day one. And he said, I never had a sick day in my life till I was 88 years old. And he was still in perfect health. And he's 90. He said, we're going on vacation to Europe this year. And I'm looking forward to it. And he's 90.
We have his prayer back there on the table.
Oh, we have his prayer. The prayer he prays. Every day he has a certain prayer that he prayed. And we put it on tape and we took it and typed it out. And what he says over, he said, I've said this prayer over, I forget, since he's like a young man. He's been making this confession. Now, your confession is extremely important. You know, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So many people, they wake up in the morning and say, oh, God, it's Monday again. I got to go to work. Oh, I hate my job. And I've had many people that tell me, I've never heard God's voice. Never. I'd love to hear His voice. I say, pray and fast. And if you'll pray and fast at least 3 or 4 or 5 days, I said, I feel sure the Lord will talk to you. And one lady that lived down in South Texas here, she had never heard God's voice, never, ever, ever. And this woman, she came to some of my healing schools when we were over in Hearst, and she said, I would love to hear God talk to me. And I told her, I said, pray and fast. How long? I said, well, just pray and fast until God talks to you. And so she got about 14 days into the fast, and God started talking to her. And man, he talked to her regularly. I mean, she got to hear his voice. I mean, I don't think she ever wanted to start eating again. You know, I mean, she went 3 or 4 weeks and she was hearing him and she's, I'm just going to keep on fasting and praying because God talks to me. Everything I ask him, he gives me an answer. In fact, this same woman, she got off into a deal on some gas oil wells or something down there. They had 1,500 acres of land, I believe it was her and her daddy. And somebody come in and asked them to sign something that she didn't understand. And so her daddy wasn't quite 100% by this time. He was old. And he signed it, not realizing he had given up all of the mineral rights on the property. And it was done by deception. And when she found out about it, the money they had coming in off of this 1,500 had several oil wells on it. They getting no money. And so she came to a healing school and asked me what to do. And I said, well, it's the devil. He did that, putting you to the test. So I said, go into fasting and praying and ask God what to do. And I said, he'll believe he'll tell you. Well, again, it took her about 3 weeks. And she said, that 21st day, I almost give up. God hadn't spoken to me. And she said, I said, no, Lord, I'm going to go a full 21 days. And I believe with all my heart you're going to tell me what to do. Well, the 21st day, he did tell her what to do. And when he told her what to do, she did exactly what he told her to do. And it was, she came to a healing school, told me she had done what God had told her to do. And she said, I don't know what the results will be. All I know is I did exactly what God said. The next time she came to a healing school, she came and she asked me to, she wanted 2 or 3 boxes of my teachings and tapes and video cassettes. It's been a long time ago. And cassettes, and I think she got 500 cassette tapes, which cost me about $400. And then she wanted 100 videos, which cost me about $100, not counting making them. And so she said, how much is this? And I said, well, it's free. I give it away everything free. She said, well, this costs you a lot of money. I said, I know, but I said, I give them away. So, you know, there they are. And so she took them home with her. And a few days, she sent me a check for $3,500 for those things. And she said, when I got home, I had a check in the mail from the oil company for $30,000. Yeah. And then after she sent me the check for $3,500, even more than a tithe off of that, a few days later, she got another check from the oil company, and I think it was $110,000. So she was really blessed by fasting and praying. So, you know, this is, as the church, which is what we are, this is the kind of input we're supposed to have with our Lord. We're supposed to be able to come to Him and ask Him for anything, and He'll do it. But He's a faith God. He says, you have to come to Me and diligently seek Me. Well, you know, we're a lazy bunch. Are we not? Well, Lord, let me ask. Lord, if it be your will you do this? He said, no, I ain't going to do this. You're not diligently seeking me. I want you to pursue me. In fact, again, I tell my sweet wife up here when she was fighting her battle. This is before we got married, when she was fighting her battle for her daddy's life. I mean, five doctors told her he was going to die. Now, she'd got healed at my church, and so she knew the healing power of Jesus worked, but she didn't know a lot about it yet, but she's learning. So she called and wanted me to pray the prayer of faith with her and everything. And she went in there and she took that Bible, and I think she called me four or five times in the 55 days, what it was. And I prayed the prayer of faith with her or helped her give her counsel. I never went down there. She did it all herself. And after her daddy got healed, after 55 days, he was fully healed and was recovered and went back to work, driving and everything. And one day she came to me and she says, Pastor, why do you think God let me struggle and fight that battle for 55 days? I said, oh, young lady, that's real simple. God was loving his intimacy with you. I said, you know, when you didn't have a need, you might read his word a few minutes every night and then you hang it up. But I said, here's your daddy dying, and you know the only place you can go is in the word. So you're sitting there night and day with the word of God, reading it and praising and worshiping him. And I said, he's loving it. God loves his intimacy with his children, does he not? Sure. She's praising him, worshiping him, quoting his word. When the doctors come in and say, call in the family, your daddy's going to die today. She said, I don't receive that, thank you, but the word of God, Jesus tells me something else. And they thought she was nuts. Well, she wasn't. She beat the enemy. And God brought her daddy back. And when she said, why did he let me go 55 days? I said, because he was enjoying his intimacy. That's just like with Caitlin and Kelly. With Kelly, God healed her in 2.5 weeks. It should have been 2.5 months before she could have even stood with a walker. But in 2.5 weeks, she's totally healed. But in 2 weeks, I had hardly seen anything happen to Caitlin. But I had seen her face get healed in 2 weeks. I had no idea that God was going to put me in that hospital. In fact, there was a young man I saw this last week. He made a statement to me. He said, it's amazing what I saw God do down there in that hospital. He said, I'll never forget the day that I saw you pray over this little 2-month-old baby. And he made a statement. He said, I still remember the doctor said that baby was 99% brain dead.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.